Becoming a well-rounded person in our modern society is no easy task, never mind finding your true purpose in the process. Thus, at School of Human Potential Radio, we invite world-renowned experts for a discussion on how to achieve both and lead a healthy, wealthy, and fulfilling life. Topics are all over the mind, body, and spirit spectrum, and guests range from Lisa Williams to Yakov Smirnoff and everyone in between. Listen live, call in, and allow us to help you reach your full potential. Here's your host, Alan Weisberg.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to School of Human Potential Radio. I am your host, Alan Weisberg. Thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it on your busy Thursday afternoon, or Wednesday. I'm forgetting which day it is. It's Wednesday. Wednesday afternoon or evening for some. Tonight, we're going to take a small departure from our usual programming where we invite guests and we speak to them, and I will be talking to you about my seamless method. As some of you know, I am a life coach and speaker, author, radio talk show host, obviously. And lately, for the last 6 months, I've been working on a program that now we're launching. So it's called the Seamless Method. I am not trying to sell you anything, but I have gotten so many requests from people who wanted to know more, I decided to dedicate an hour and actually tell you about the program. And not just about the program, as in the infomercial for the program. I love the way that I said that. That's my Russian accent, infomercial. The rest of the class, I will be speaking like this. I'm not sure if that's Russian or Transylvanian, but either way, we'll work with it. Perhaps we'll switch from one accent to another just to break up the monotony. I do invite you to call in because as I'll be talking about the program, I want people to call in and ask questions and so I can clarify things. The phone number that you can use to dial us up is 888-429-5471. Again, 888-429-5471. And Doug will get you right through. All right, so seamless method. What is it? Why do you care? And what do we actually eat it with? Well, I actually will have you do a little bit of homework or work along, and we'll make this interactive because I don't want it to be just something that I am telling you to do. I want it to be something that you're realizing that you need to do. So Seamless is actually an acronym which stands for the 8 essential elements that we need to be working with. By need, I mean these are things that we all know we should be doing on a daily basis. And for one reason or another, and we'll go into that, we don't do them. So the question is, why don't we do them? And for some people, it's because we just can't fit it in into our busy day. We're so busy, we can't do it. Well, that's what the program is about, showing you the whys and then telling you how you can actually fit it into your everyday. So stay tuned for Seamless and please give us a call so we can talk and make it as interactive as possible. So tonight is Ask Alan Knight, if you will. All right, so Seamless Method. Just a little bit about me. I am the founder of School of Human Potential. I am an intuitive recalibration expert. I am a life coach and life purpose coach. I work with people one-on-one and in group setting. I'm a speaker, and any information, you can go to alanweisberg.com and find out, including the Seamless Method. So www.alenweisberg.com, alanweisberg.com. So my job, in essence, is to make your life easier. So if you choose to listen and you choose to work with me, your life should be easier, much more fulfilling, and give you more health, wealth, and wisdom than you currently possess. Yes, I am that good. So, moving on. How did Seamless come about? My own recalibration process. Those of you that have been listening to me for coming up on 2 years now know that I was a very successful entrepreneur in the IT space. I built companies from scratch into the business intelligence consulting companies from nothing into my latest company and one before that, that were over $1 million a year in revenue. So I was very good at what I did. And I did that for about 15 years, but I was not fulfilled. I wasn't happy. And for all of my financial and other successes, it was not what I was here to do. So I made a radical change. And I switched and took a while for me to find myself because I you know, went into my spiritual explorations and studied with Lisa Williams, who I love, Doreen Virtue, and many others. I went into the acting world because I'm an actor, so I finished Second City's one-year program. I did a movie. I wrote my book, which became a bestseller. You know, I did a whole bunch of things until I really understood what is it that I'm here to do and how I can help people, because that's what it's about. I am here to help others. Through my experiences, through inspiration, through practical tools, I am here to help others. So all of these eight essential elements that we'll be discussing are things that I actually have applied to myself during my recalibration process, and of taking where I was physically, mentally, psychologically, energetically, and then transforming it into who I am right now. And I can tell you, I am much, much, much happier than I used to be. And I haven't worked full-time in IT for over 2 years, and I have no problem with that. So no offense to IT or anybody that does IT. It's a great fit for some. For me, it was a great experience, but it was not what I was supposed to do for the rest of my life. So these are the eight essential elements that I use for myself. One of the reasons why we don't do things is because it's just too rigid. It's difficult to follow through. We are way too busy, and our schedules are different. We cannot just say that we need to go working out every day and do buys and tries and alternate. It doesn't work for us. Anything that's rigid, and look at diets that you have done in your lifetimes, diets don't work because it goes against the very grain of our existence, which is free choice. We want to be able to decide what we want to do, when we want to do it. And anything that tells you otherwise works for a little while, but then goes haywire. So I needed to take something that was very simple, because your lives are difficult enough as they are, but make it practical and very flexible so you can actually apply it. And it works regardless of what your schedules are like. And then finally, my work with clients and their comments. One of my very good friends, Christina LaFrance, who is not a client, but she's a wonderful person. She's an excellent medium and psychic. She works at One to Listen, which is a wonderful psychic network, and One to Radio, which is a radio network that I was on. So highly suggest for everybody to go and check out Christina LaFrance. She loves the system. She endorsed it, and one of the endorsements is finally, it's a system that everyone can do. It's simple. It works, and it will make your life easier. That's her official quote. And I've been getting these types of responses from people all over the world, actually. So I am bringing this system now into the open and sharing it with the people in form of presentations, in form of workshops. We're going to be doing webinars on this and sharing it. It's not going to be expensive. Presentations are going to be free. And workshops are going to be very inexpensive to make sure that everybody can actually do it, because we all need to do this. So that's a little bit about how it came about. Now, here's the part that I want you to actually take out a piece of paper and write answers to the following questions. Because for me to tell you that you need to do something, again, goes against free will. So write the answers to these if you choose, and then we'll go through it and see if you actually need the program or not. So on a scale from 1 to 10, with 10 being the best, please rate where you are on the following questions on a daily basis. So the first question, is your quality and quantity of sleep on a daily basis, with 1 being, I am not getting any sleep, with 10 being, I'm awesome, I'm sleeping 10 hours a day, I feel great, I have tons of energy. So I'll give you a moment to actually write an answer there. And keep tabs of those answers, because we're going to be adding them up in a minute. So that's the first question. Quality and quantity of sleep on a daily basis on a scale of 1 to 10. Second question that I would like to for you to put an answer to, or a ranking, if you will. On a daily basis, on a scale of 1 to 10, eating healthy and drinking enough water, with 1 being, I suck at it, and 10 being, I am perfect. Okay, so eating healthy and drinking enough water. Now, the question of what is enough water, that's a very legitimate question, and we'll go into that a little bit later. Third question, your level of fitness and physical health on a scale of 1 to 10, Again, 10 is you are extremely fit, you work out all the time, you feel great. 1 is the opposite. Your level of fitness and physical health. Fourth question, and for those of you who are asking how many questions are there, there are 8 questions, so we're almost halfway there. Fourth question, again, on a scale of 1 to 10, time you spend on prayer, meditation, or self-reflection. With 10 being, I do it on a daily basis. You know, I meditate at least 20 minutes a day. All right. Whether we call it meditation, self-reflection, relaxation, prayer, it doesn't really matter. You decide what works for you in that case. So time you spend on prayer, meditation, or self-reflection. That's the number 4. Number 5, how loved and respected you feel on a daily basis. With 1 being, I am not at all. And with 10 being, I feel loved. I feel treasured. I feel respected. I'm very comfortable in that regard. So how loved and respected you feel. 3 more to go. Question 6, learning a new skill or new information. So on a daily basis, do you learn new skills and information? With 10 meaning all the time, I'm great at it. Every day I learn something new. And 1 being, nope, I pretty much do the same thing over and over again, and I don't do it. And I know most people are somewhere in between. So learning new skills or new information. Number 7, amount of sunshine and fresh air that you get during the day. With 10 being, I am outside every day. I get lots of fresh air. When I'm not outside, I have my windows open, right? I am great at this. 1 being the opposite. Amount of sunshine and fresh air you get. And then finally, the 8th question is your level of peace and tranquility. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being, I am Buddha. I'm kidding, of course, but you're very peaceful. You are very tranquil. And 1 would be, no. Not at all. So your level of peace and tranquility. So those are the 8 questions. For anybody that missed the questions, I'm going to read them once again very quickly. And for everybody who already has it done, please add them up. By adding up, I mean the answers. So whatever numbers that you have, add them up. So quality and quantity of sleep, eating healthy and drinking enough water, your level of fitness and physical health, time you spend on prayer, meditation, or self-reflection, how loved and respected you feel, learning new skills or information, amount of sunshine and fresh air you get, and your level of peace and tranquility. Okay? So after you add that up, let me give you some of the scales, if you will. So anybody that falls on the 8 to 24 scale when you add all of those answers, help is on the way, right? I'm so happy that you're with me and you started thinking about this because your life can and should get a lot better if you start doing it. If you're between 25 and 41, there's still lots of opportunity to bring positive change in your life. 42 to 56, continue to work towards maximizing your success. So you're doing good, but continue on. 57 to 74, you're on the path. You're very, very close. You're close to greatness. And then 75 to 80, you rock. You know, get up here and help me teach. So, because I don't see you right now, I don't know what level you're at. You know, please give us a call and let me know. Or go to Facebook and log into to the event that we're all on, or just find me on Facebook and send me a little note. I'd like to know. Otherwise, if you want to call in, please do at 888-429-5471. You can also tweet me. I'm at Alan Inspirer. Alan Inspirer. So you can do that. Either way, I'd love to hear from you. So this should give you an indication of where you are on a daily basis. Now, That's lovely to know, but what are we actually going to do about it? And that's where we start playing. So, is your day overall a day where you get to relax? A day where you get to read a book, listen to some nice music, you're not being drawn and quartered in every direction possible? Are you at ease and at peace? Is that your day? Or is your day you are stuck in traffic and you're miserable, you get to work and things are not working, or your boss is yelling at you and you're not happy there, then you come home, you have to clean up after your kids. Is that more of your day? And I don't know. It's all depending on you. I know what my day used to be like. I know what my clients' days are usually like. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you what a nice little expression of what a good day, a good average day for my clients is. They woke up early to get their kids ready for school, had a terrible commute because some people just can't master talking, putting on makeup, smiling and driving at the same time while also trying to smoke, which caused you to show up late for a meeting where, of course, you get snarky remarks from your boss about the importance of dedication to the job. Then you barely eat at your desk because you're actually working. You leave work late, not because you want to appease your boss, but because you actually care about the job that you're doing. You miss your workout for who knows what time this month and finally came home. There, instead of relaxing, you had to run after your kids to wash their hands, eat, not stuff candy into their mouths while you aren't looking, and do their homework, which, of course, you and your spouse have to help with. Then you and your spouse try your very best to put them to bed by 9 o'clock because you promise yourself to get enough sleep instead of doing the same thing over and over again and not getting the sleep. But what you end up doing is you spend the next hour and a half chasing kids and going room to room, alternating between hugging them, kissing them, yelling at them, and crying, and you finally collapse in bed by about 11 p.m. Then you close your eyes, and your mind is still racing with thoughts of all the things that you have to do tomorrow. How to hide the candy so you can actually eat some yourself. Lamenting why you haven't managed to do a single thing for yourself during the whole day, and why vacation is 2 months away. Then you would awake early, wash, rinse, and repeat. And then you listen to me, who is going to tell you about the importance of sleep and is going to tell you about 7 other things that you need to be doing during every day, because that is my program. Yeah, welcome to Seamless. We're going to take a short commercial break. When we come back, we're going to continue telling you about the program, why people don't do it, not seamless, hopefully, why people don't do these things that we all know we're supposed to be doing, and how to actually fit it into your everyday. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Alan Weisberg with Recalibrate Your Life, and I help people like you find their soul purpose, align with it, and gain the balance that you seek. But don't take my word for it. Take my clients.
Alan, what can I say but wow. I've always had so many questions on whether I'm on the right path. Am I fulfilling my life's mission? These are questions that I assume have been pondered by everyone since the beginning of time. However, the gift that you possess has helped me immensely. It confirmed my need to be artistic, my need to help others so much. I can't even explain the experience. It confirmed so much more than I can describe in this small note of appreciation. Thank you so much for allowing me to speak, allowing me to release my inner thoughts, and most importantly, for confirming and leading me to what I always believed but was not confident enough to believe in. Thank you. Trust me, this was hard for me to do, but I do know that God has blessed us with various gifts, and you have an amazing gift. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You, like all of my clients, deserve to live in alignment with your soul purpose. To begin your journey, visit recalibrateyourlife.com or call 800-323-1619. And don't hesitate. Recalibrate.
Are you tired of all of the negativity in children's fiction? Does your child suffer from night terrors or frequent bad dreams? Do you wish there was a series for your child to read that is fun and inspirational? The Wishflower Field, Marie's Triumph, is a fanciful book that not only entertains, but builds inner strength. Join the many that have seen the difference this positive book has made in the way their children handle fear. The Wishflower Field is truly a series that appeals to all ages and empowers within. Visit thewishflowerfield.com for your copy today. That's thewishflowerfield.com.
Welcome back to School of Human Potential Radio. I'm your host, Ellen Vaisberg, and we're talking about seamless method, the how of conscious living. We have many names for it, the eight daily elements or eight daily ingredients to a happy, healthy you, how to lead an awesome life, and anything else that you can imagine. But what it really is the how of conscious living. So, the big question. Why is it that we as intelligent, experienced, well-informed adults just can't seem to do the simplest things we all know we should be doing? If we know what we want and we know we need change, then why aren't we changing? Why do we watch inspirational videos, cry, share them with friends on Facebook and Twitter, and then go on with our daily routine? Why do we want to, why do we need a tragedy to occur in our lives or somebody else's life that forces us to make a change? Why do we continue searching for something new and magical to resolve all of our problems? What's stopping us from living the life we want to live? And that is what this program is about. It's letting go of the excuses, the common excuses that we all give ourselves of why we don't do things, such as, oh, that's life. C'est la vie. I love the one, I'll sleep when I'm dead. I've heard that one before. You only live once. Sure. I disagree with that for a fact, but that's fine. It's not the right time, better safe than sorry, that won't work in real life, I'll get to it later, I have too many things on my plate, there aren't any guarantees, and it's too late for me now. Which I love, because that's a nice little block we put on ourselves. So we don't do it, because here are the excuses that we keep giving ourselves. Or we don't do it because we fall into one of the four categories. One being the lack of motivation. Well, lack of motivation is a big one, right? We just don't think it's important enough. Or there's nothing in there that says, yeah, I need to sleep more. Okay, whatever. Right? There is nothing that kicks us into action until something happens. So we're not motivated enough. Another reason could be a lack of understanding. So we don't know what we don't know. We're not sure what we're supposed to be doing. And that's one of the reasons why I created this method, to tell you what you're supposed to be doing. Lack of tools or structure. We may know, but for some people, they need structure. Otherwise, they cannot function. They need tools. They need structure. They need something that says, you're going to wake up at this time, you're going to do this, you're going to do that after that, you're going to do third thing after. Some people are like that. Otherwise, it doesn't work for them. Or something deeper. And my clients fall into all of these different categories, depending on which client it is. Because if we look at it, and if we think about it, we're all trying to build the beautiful castle of a life, but we're forgetting about the foundation. Before we master the universe, we must first learn to master the mundane. Because we create our reality not with giant leaps, but with small, awkward steps, realizing that the vastness of possibilities indeed lies in the smallest, in the simplest of ideas. So what does this lead us to? And where are we as a society when we know we should be doing things, but we're not? Well, here are a couple of statistics. Stress-related conditions account for 60 to 90% of doctor's visits in the United States. Did you know that 1 out of 5 auto accidents in the U.S. results from drowsy driving? That doesn't sound like a lot. That's about 1 million crashes a year. And what scares me the most about that statistic is even if I'm not sleepy, that means that 2 out of every 10 cars around me, there is somebody that's sleepy in there. That means I need to be even more careful. Did you know that less than 5% of adults participate in 30 minutes of physical activity per day? That's pretty bad. Another statistic that I found that was a little bit more interesting, but compared with this one, or put together, or paired rather with this one, it makes it an interesting statistic. 14% of Americans own a gym membership. So 14% own a gym membership, but only 5% participate in 30 minutes or less of activity. That's pretty bad. Finally, there are reports that project that by the year 2030, half of all of the adults in the United States will be obese. That's what happens when we don't do things. So what are we going to do about it? And why does seamless work, and why will it work for you? It works because in addition to being flexible and all the other things that we've mentioned, it doesn't focus on one thing. It focuses on all of the reasons why we don't do something and don't stick with something, which is physical, psychological, environmental, and energetic. Those are your 4 factors of why you don't do something. Physical, psychological, environmental, and energetic. Let me give you an example. So we have a case study. One of my clients, and I call all of my case studies with movie references, so this one is Sleepless in Chicago. So, case study. We have a woman, a female client of mine. She's married with children, successful, very successful actually, works a lot, and was struggling with sleep, and that's one of the reasons why she came to me. She knew of the importance of it, but when we really started to dive in, we understood that physical factors and environmental factors were not at stake. She already had a room that was dark, a husband that didn't snore, was aware of all the coping techniques, such as, you know, writing thoughts down before she goes to bed on a piece of paper, things like that. Her issue was psychological. Even though she could go to sleep at 10 o'clock, she wouldn't, because she felt that she needed time for herself. She felt that the whole day, while she did accomplish a whole lot, was incomplete, because only a small portion of her time was spent on doing things she actually liked doing, such as reading a book, hanging out with family, catching up with friends. So by the time she was done with everything, she needed an hour to an hour and a half of time to herself, which she spent on Facebook at the end of the day to get some of those things back. Working through the understanding of what constituted a day where she would be satisfied uncovered a whole host of relevant information that allowed us to work from a more global perspective. For instance, she wanted to be active daily. So we came up with different alternative ways of doing so, which then she can build into her schedule. If she felt that she was going to miss her workout, instead of going to the gym and having to leave work on time, going to her gym in the suburbs, she could go to the gym right next to her work, or go to the gym in her building, miss the traffic, and then come back home probably earlier than she would have otherwise. She could also do simple exercises while in her cube if she wanted to. If she felt that she was not going to get enough time to work out, she can do it straight in her desk. There is actually a program that I developed that's called Fitness Cubed that, you know, applied specifically to that example. She wanted to grow and expand. And we accomplished that by having her listen to audiobooks by specific motivational speakers during her commute. She wanted to reduce stress, so we had her meditate for just 3 minutes a day, three times per day, which really calmed her down, released the stress. We also devised plans for her on how to deal with difficult people at work, which was another issue that she was struggling with. So these and many other changes allowed her to go to sleep earlier because her day was filled with activities she felt really good about, thus resolving the underlying issue she originally came to me with. Seamless doesn't focus on one. It focuses on all of the reasons, allowing you to actually work flexibly within your schedule and tackle a problem holistically. That's one of the ways that the program works. So, what is the structure of the program? And what I didn't mention is that Seamless, those eight elements that we're talking about, here they are. Here's the acronym that Seamless stands for. S is for sleep. It's getting enough sleep during the day. And not just sleep, but we're talking about quality sleep. Whether it's during the day or during the night, that's a part of the program. Eat, that's the E. Eating healthy and drinking enough water. What is enough? Well, enough usually is 8 to 12 cups of water per day, which is not that easy to do. It's not that difficult, but it's not that easy. And certainly most people are not used to it. Eating healthy. And we're not talking diets here because I'm not a licensed dietitian. I cannot tell you what to eat, but I can tell you very practical advices on when you should be eating, how you should be eating, how to eat less, and what would be a good balanced diet for you. A stands for being active. Our bodies need for us to work out, but not just working out in the sense of going to the gym. It needs activity. It needs movement. We need at least 30 minutes of activity per day. And there are so many ways of doing that that work with everybody's schedules, and I'll come back to that point. M is for meditation. It's very important to meditate. Meditation is not necessarily your 20 minutes a day at a time. Meditation can be a walking meditation where you're walking and you're enjoying nature and you're just paying attention to the walking. You're being in the moment. Many, many different meditations. Love. There are three different types of love that we talk about, and I'll come back to that in my example. Expand and grow. We have to be learning new things every day. If we're putting ourselves in a little box that we're comfortable or content in, we're not growing. When we're not growing, we're not learning about ourselves or the world. As soon as you start peeking outside of those boundaries, you really start to understand the world and your place in it, and everything changes. There are two letters remaining. Both of them are S's. The first one is getting sunshine and fresh air. Extremely important for many, many medical and psychological reasons. And finally, stress reduction. I don't believe in stress management. I believe in stress reduction and stress elimination. I think the whole term stress management is a problem in itself. It identifies the problem. Why do we have to manage it? Let's get rid of it, or at least reduce it. So that's Seamless. So getting to the structure of the program. So what do you actually, or what it means, and what do you get? Well, what is it? It's a holistic system where every individual element is a solution factor for all of the other elements. And that's a very important part of it. So if you want to reduce stress, meditate. You want to lose weight, drink more water because it curbs your appetite. You want to get rid of a headache, go outside and breathe some fresh air. And all of them are intertwined. All of them are helping each other. It's structured, but it's a very flexible approach, allowing you to use it daily. It is the first step in a recalibration process, and it's designed to nourish your body, your mind, and your spirit. That's what seamless program is. So what do you get if you actually go to that workshop, whether it's a webinar or a workshop that we're going to be doing in Chicago starting off? What you get is a system that's finely tuned to work for you through self-diagnosis, which I'll come back to, structure, motivation, and flexibility. You're going to get close to 1,000 tips, techniques, life hacks of how to apply these individual 8 elements. In addition to that, we're going to give you close to a dozen ways of fitting all 8 into your everyday. And you're basically getting individualized coaching in a group setting using real life examples. That's what you're getting. So when people go to the program, we start with the overview and we talk about, you know, why is it 8 elements, not 5, not 6, not 7, right? Well, spoiler alert for those who haven't figured out, it's 8 elements because seamless is 8 letters. Technically, it's 10 elements that we put into 8. Why these specific 8? Well, it's because all of them are feeding each other, and I wanted to make sure that there was a program in which every one of the elements is integral to the whole. Why combine them? So we go through that, the benefits if you do. I'll tell you one benefit, which sounds, you know, awfully cavalier of me to mention. But if you look at the top 10 health risks or killers in the United States, you're going to encounter cancer, you're going to encounter diabetes, you'll encounter Alzheimer's, you'll encounter kidney, you'll encounter all sorts of other things, heart disease. And if you look at the research of how to lower the risk of those things, you're going to find at least 2 or 3, if not more, of the seamless elements into every one of them. So if you do seamless every day, which you can, and we'll show you how to do it, you really will lower your risk of getting the top 10 health killers in the United States. So if that doesn't entice you to actually do it, whether it's, you know, going to my workshop or actually doing the program on your own, you should do it. We all know we should do it. Stay tuned and I'll tell you how to do it. So we go through the overview if you take that workshop. Then we do the individual deep dive and we tackle the reasons of why should you care. Some people need that motivation. Some people need these stats and figures in order to motivate themselves to do it. You know, motivation comes in many ways. Motivation for a husband could be a wife saying, hey, you look fat, why don't you work out? That could be a motivation. A motivation could be a statistic. I can tell you from my own experience, for me, seeing that statistics about 1 in every 5 auto accidents being because of drowsy driving, that was a huge thing for me. That was eye-opening. Because I certainly have had many times when I was driving and I was not fully awake. Let's put it that way. I was really tired. I was coming from a party when I was younger. I don't drink, so I've never, you know, done drunk driving because I don't drink alcohol. But drowsy driving, I've certainly had that. And that statistic really woke me up and made me re-emphasize and refocus the amount of sleep that I get on a daily basis. So why you should care, we're going to go through those things because for some people they're important. Symptoms. How can you tell if you actually have a problem? Right? The first step in a process is admitting that you have a problem. But many people don't think that they have a problem. So yeah, I'm getting my 5 hours of sleep. It's fine. I feel great. Well, are you potentially laughing hysterically at something? Or are you, you know, how are your emotions? Are you volatile? That's one of the symptoms of you not getting enough sleep, right? Headaches or other things. So ability for people to self-diagnose is very important. Then we go into the why aren't you doing it? And we go through the 4 factors: physical, psychological, environmental, and energetic. And those 1,000, you know, tips and life hacks and techniques, we break them up into those 4 subcategories. And then how do you do it? Not how do you combine it, because that's the next part, but how do you do them? How do you make sure that you are active every day? How do you make sure that you get enough fresh air and sunshine every day? And we give you tips and techniques to help during that process. So that's the individual deep dive. And then finally, we get into the how to fit it all in. Because it's not easy. It's not easy to fit it all in. Otherwise, everybody will be doing it. And we have ways. We have close to a dozen ways to ensure that anybody can fit these 8 elements into your day, no matter how busy you are, no matter how much money you have, no matter how healthy or unhealthy you are right now. You all can fit it in. Let me give you a for instance there. So I'll give you one of those ways. And of course, I'm a poet, so everything has to rhyme. Don't whine, combine. For people who say that they have no time and they cannot fit everything in, when you come home, go outside and play with your children. When you're playing with your children, you're getting sun, you're getting fresh air, you're getting activity, you're getting stress relief. Don't whine, combine. Case study. Love and Other Hugs. Yes, another movie title reference. It's a very, very important one. I talk about a book that I read often on the show. I had the author, Gary Chapman, on the show. The book is 5 Love Languages, and I love the book. I really do. But what it doesn't talk about, or at least I haven't, I don't remember seeing it there. So Gary, if you're listening, and you know, correct me if I'm wrong. What it doesn't talk about is loving yourself. And we can expect anything and everything from our relationships, be they loving relationships, be in their work relationships, friendships, or otherwise. We're expecting things of other people. And we can decide what love language they utilize, and we can try to align with them. But the fact remains is that if we do not love ourselves, then that love will never come from the outside, because that's not where it exists. The love always and only comes from you. You are not depending on anybody. And if you are, then that can lead to all sorts of problems, which we all run into, including depression. So the 3 types of love, that's a part of the Seamless program and that we teach, and things that my clients have been running into, is not getting enough love from somebody else, be that not getting enough respect at work or not getting enough love from their spouse or partner. And that starts with you looking in the mirror and telling yourself, I love you. Look at yourself in the mirror and tell that to yourself. If you're driving right now, please do not close your eyes. But if you're not, close your eyes and say to yourself, I love you. And feel the response that your body is doing at that time. And you'll know what I'm talking about, because we all need it. And we all don't get enough of it. And we need to do it for ourselves. It all starts and ends with us. So these tiny little things that you can do on a daily basis, give yourself a hug. It's not difficult. Give yourself a hug. And do that every day. So that's one type of love. Another type of love is inserting something that you love into every day. I find that many clients, including myself, we do so many things, or what I used to do before this, we do so many things during the day, we're so busy, that we don't take enough time for ourselves to do something that we truly love doing. And it's different for everybody. For some people, it's reading. For some people, it's writing. It's painting. It's, you know, driving around. It's being outside. It's whatever. Whatever it is that you love doing, make sure, even if it's for 5 minutes that day, you insert something you love into every day. If you do, the day will never seem like a waste, and you'll be happy about it, and you'll be a lot happier with yourself. That's the second type of love. And finally, love what you do. I did not love my IT profession. I changed it. Now I love what I do. There's an immeasurable difference in how I feel. Now, many people cannot make that change, or certainly cannot do what I did in terms of abrupt change. And it takes a long time to actually transition to it. which if you want, I can help you with, not to, you know, give myself a plug, but I have another program, which is 7 steps to a successful career change. So you can do that. But if you don't do it, at least stop feeling guilty about it and change your attitude towards the situation that you're in. Find something good in it. So either love what you do or love something in what you do, which will allow you to move through the day much easier and with much less stress. It's a very, very important part. We're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the program. I'll give you another example. And I encourage people to call. If you have any questions, please call in. We're a live show at 888-429-5471. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Alan Weisberg, founder of School of Human Potential. To help you determine if it is the right thing for you, I'd like to ask you a few simple questions. Do you consider yourself a hardworking, educated, well-informed individual? If so, do you ever find yourself in a situation that you wish you were better prepared for, such as holding your own in a conversation at an art museum or a concert hall? Managing stress? Parenting? Physical confrontation? Or in bed? Truth is, being a well-rounded individual who's prepared for life's many challenges is difficult in our day and age. We are much too busy working, raising families, and trying to carve out a few moments of peace, let alone worry about becoming self-actualized. We get it. The reason for starting the School of Human Potential was to help people like you become well-rounded and self-actualized without taking a lot of time or money. We found and filmed world-renowned experts and put their knowledge into easily accessible online courses spanning various topics of mind, body, and spirit. You can go at your own pace and access them on any device. By taking the courses, here are some of the benefits you can expect. You will broaden your horizons and deepen your understanding of the world and yourself. You will hold your own in a cultural conversation. You'll be able to protect yourself and your loved ones in a life-threatening situation. You'll find peace and meaning in your life. You'll become a better spouse, partner, and lover. You'll be fit, healthy, and financially secure. But if that's not enough, know that the majority of the courses at School of Human Potential are exclusive. You simply won't find them anywhere else. And here's the most amazing part. Outside of the School of Human Potential, you would expect to pay thousands of dollars for this information and spend countless hours learning it. However, when you enroll with us, you will pay less than $100 per course, and each one takes up to 8 hours. To start, go to www.schoolhp.com. Our hope is that you allow us to take you on a journey leading to a new and improved you. Here's to you reaching your full potential.
If you need help getting free from your past in order to clearly see the present so you can set your course and live your essence, I've got great news for you. Radio talk show host, author, inspirational speaker, and life purpose coach Alan Weisberg is waiting to help you recalibrate your life. At recalibrateyourlife.com, you'll find the 5 simple steps Alan will lead you through to help you reach the place in life that has been eluding you. Restore, renew, and recalibrate today at recalibrateyourlife.com.
Welcome back to School of Human Potential Radio. I am your host, Alan Weisberg, and tonight we're talking seamless program. So last part of the program, and we have about 6 or 7 minutes to go, just wrapping up of what questions will seamless answer for you, what it can provide for you, and what you can do with it. So if you have these questions, why am I unhappy? Why am I angry? Why am I continually stressed? Why do I let things get to me? Why do I start programs and then don't finish them? Why are my relationships in flux? Why can't I change my life? That's something that Seamless can do for you. Now, whether you're in Chicago and you're going to be coming to my presentation and then to the workshop, or you're going to be waiting until we put this on the web, or you're going to say, it doesn't matter, I know these things I should be doing and I'm going to do them. God bless you. Either way, I want everybody to do this, and I want you to be inspired to do this, because this will really help you on a physical, emotional, psychological level. So for those that are in Chicago, the first workshop that we're holding is going to be on the 15th, which is this Saturday of November, from 1 to 5. And it's a two-part workshop, so 4 hours from 1 to 5 this Saturday. And then next Saturday will be the second part from 1 to 5, so 11:15 and 11:22. It's an eight-hour program. Okay? So go to seamlessmethod.com. You can sign up there. There are bonuses and other things if you want to do that. So what will Seamless do for you? It will empower you to know that you can make changes into your life. It'll teach you to simplify and not to overcomplicate. It'll help you find happiness in every day. It'll show you that anything of worth can be done without monetary investments. It'll help you discover who you are and why you're here. It'll make you more flexible and help you deal with constant change that's around us. And it will set a foundation on which you can continue to grow and expand. It'll help you reprioritize your life and improve your health, your emotional state, your relationships, your understanding of the world, your place in it, and your fulfillment and happiness, and ability to see your life holistically. That's what Seamless will do for you. Okay? So, last case study, last example. Somehow in Time. By the way, if anybody is guessing my movie references, please tweet back to me at Alan Inspire or put it on Facebook or let me know. So Somehow in Time, I've mentioned ways that you can actually, don't whine, combine. And I'm dealing with lots of clients on this, and I see the same thing. People don't think they have the time to actually do it. And the truth is, you do have time. These eight things will not take a long time from you. Meditation can take 9 minutes a day, and I can guarantee you that everybody can find 3 minutes in the morning, 3 minutes in the afternoon, and 3 minutes at night. You want to be active? Well, being active doesn't mean going to the health club all the time. Being active could be as simple as coming home, turning on music, and dancing with your kids, which, by the way, burns 300 calories an hour. Depends on the kind of dancing. It can burn a lot more than that. But you can do even simple things. If you need to be cleaning the kitchen or doing things around the house, turn on the music. You're going to make your mood a lot better. It's going to be a stress release. You're going to lighten things up, and you're going to be active at the same time. You don't think that you have enough time to work out? Go lunch outside. Eat while outside. If it's too cold, bundle up. You're going to get fresh air. You're going to relax. You're going to remove all the stress that's in your life accumulating up to that moment. You're going to get sunshine usually. And you will release all of the frustrations that are piling up. Time is about managing the time. It's about reprioritizing the time. We all have time. It's what we do with it. That's the question. And what you're going to find if you do the Seamless Method or anything like this is that all of a sudden you're realizing the priorities are changing. And maybe you're going to remove some of the stresses from your life. I did that for myself. Maybe I should use myself as a case study too. I love TV shows. I love movies. I love spy movies. I love spy TV shows. I love things that are interesting and adventurous and suspenseful. I stopped watching them. I dropped my most favorite shows, House of Cards, Scandal. I dropped all of those shows, no matter how much I loved them, because they were just adding instability to my life. They were adding stress. instead of me relaxing, they were adding stress. All these spy shows, it took me a while just to stop thinking that every scene in which there is a car, there's going to be another car running into the side of this car any moment. We're putting our bodies in constant stress for no reason. We have time. We can change priorities. So seamless is about helping you do that. It is not something that's difficult. It is something that everybody can and should be doing. And this program answers the questions of why and shows you how to sleep, eat, get more water, be active, meditate, love, expand and grow, get sunshine and air, and reduce stress in your life. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for joining us on School of Human Potential Radio. We'll be back next week with new programming. God bless you, and may your life be seamless.
Thank you once again for listening to School of Human Potential Radio. We hope you enjoyed the program and are inspired to make a positive change in your life. For more information about the school, please like our Facebook page and visit www.schoolhp.com. To sign up for a session with Alan, please visit www.recalibrateyourlife.com or call 1-800-323-1619.